see you at the Steamboat Meeting tonight. It's a pleasure to see you, county executive and commissioners here tonight, so I appreciate it. And my colleagues, it's always great to honor people. And members of the board, and new members, welcome. Welcome to all of you. And we appreciate that. And what I like doing at the beginning of these meetings is to recognize an employee of the, as we used to call employee of the month, but today we call it employee spotlight. And what I spotlight is work that goes on that is just extraordinary. And tonight is my genuine honor and privilege to acknowledge one of our employees that I believe has gone the extra mile. Now, you received something, bright arrow, just a few days ago. And the bright arrow said that all of our students are now going to be eating free. Now, that, it was not just an arbitrary thing. That took a lot of effort. And a lot of effort by one particular individual to change our designator from what we were to what we are now. I'll get the initials wrong, but we are now, Jennifer, help me out, CEP. Is that correct? So I have kept a secret today at the office all day. In fact, I had her be here because of another issue, and I asked her to come, and that is Ms. Jennifer Insale, our County Schools Employee Spotlight for this month. Would you please thank her by a round of applause? Come on, Jennifer, we'll get, let's see, where's my phone? Oh, that's okay, I'll get one later. How's that? Because it does have the chairman's name in it.
Oh, okay.
So give Jennifer a nice round of applause again. I normally say for the chairman to wait for me, but y'all got to wait on me now instead of tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, as I begin tonight, first order of business will be a roll call. And at this time, when I call your roll, if you would please answer here or present or something. So we'd like to welcome our new board members for the 2020-22-23 term. And that is Mr. Wade McMackins is our returning board member from District 1. From District 2, we have a brand new board member, Ms. Rebecca Trammell. From District 3, Mr. Derek Mullins. Have a new board member from District 4, and that is Ms. Jessica Curtis. And returning to the board is our former chairman and District 5 member, and that is Ms. Aletha Thomas. So to give you all of these board members a round of applause for their service for our school system. This time we'll call Roe. Mr. McMackins?
Here.
Ms. Trammell?
Here.
Mr. Mullins?
Here.
Ms. Curtis?
Here.
And Ms. Thomas?
Here.
We have 5 members present, none absent. So we do have a quorum, and what I mean by a quorum is enough to have a meeting. So the first item of business is I assume the chair, and that is I'll assume the chair for the election of a board chairman, vice chairman, and chairman pro tem. So the floor is now open for the election of the chairman of the Cannon County Board of Education.
I'd like to nominate Ms. Thomas, chairman.
Motion has been made by Mr. Mullins. We do not have to accept seconds for a nomination. So we have Ms. Aletha Thomas nominated as the chairman of the Cannon County Board of Education for the 2022-2023 school term. Do we have any other nominations? Okay, no other nominations. Going once, going twice. All right. May I have a motion that all nominations cease?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, motion made by Mr. McMackins, all nomination seat. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Mullins. This time we will vote, and we'll do a roll call vote for the chairman. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Ms. Thomas?
Pass.
We have four ayes, one pass, and our new chairman for the 2022-2023 term is Ms. Aletha Thomas. Would you give her a round of applause? Okay, our second office will be the election of vice chairman. Now, the vice chairman serves when the chairman is not available, and we've had to do that sometimes during particular meetings where the chairman is not available. So, the floor is now open for the nomination of vice chairman of the Cannon County Board of Education.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Mullins.
Okay, we have a nomination for Mr. Mullins by Ms. Thomas. No second is needed. Is there any other nominations? Okay, I feel like an auctioneer going once, going twice, going three times. All right, is there a motion for all nominations to cease?
I'll make that motion.
Ms. Thomas made motion all nominations cease. Is there a second?
Aye.
Ms. Trammell is a second for that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No opposed. So motion carries. And now we will go to the election of Mr. Derek Mullins as the vice chairman of the Cannon County Board of Education for the 2022-2023 term. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
We have all five. Did you pass, Derek, or did I?
I meant to pass.
Okay, I was just checking. I was just checking, making a list, checking it twice. We had four. You can vote for yourself, folks. You can vote for yourself. That's fine. All right, four ayes, no nays, one pass. All right, now we also have one other election, and that is for the office of Chairman Pro Tem of the Cannon County Board of Education. If the chairman or the vice chairman cannot be in attendance, then we would have three members left, and of those three members, one of those could be the chair and still have a quorum. So, do I have any nominations for the chairman pro tem?
I'd like to nominate Mr.
I'll make a motion nomination cease.
Motion nomination cease. Do I hear a second to that?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Ms. Thomas. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So the motion is to elect Ms. Rebecca Trammell as Chairman Pro Tem of the Cannon County Board of Education for the 2022-2023 term. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Ms. Thomas?
Aye.
Or Chairman Thomas? We have four ayes, no nays, and one pass. So the composition of the new officers of the Cannon County Board of Education are Ms. Aletha Thomas is the chairman, Mr. Derek Mullins is the vice chairman, and Ms. Rebecca Trammell is the chairman pro tem. Would you give our new officers of the Cannon County Board of Education an applause? And we thank you for serving the school board. It is, some would say, a thankless job, but there is thank yous in this job. And that is the gratification of our teachers and our students. So, Madam Chairman, I turn the meeting to you, ma'am.
Thank you. The first item on the agenda tonight is to approve the revised agenda for the workshop on Tuesday night. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion we approve our revised agenda for tonight, adding number 8, possible action regarding Fairfield Park, the former Foot Mountain Elementary School.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis, can you please call the roll?
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mr. McMackins to revise the agenda to add number 8, possible action regarding surplus property to former Short Mountain Elementary School, 5998 Short Mountain Highway, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mayo?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Ms. Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 4 ayes, 1 nay.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis. Item number two on the agenda tonight is the consent agenda, which we did look over on Tuesday night, items A through B. Do I have a motion for the to pass this consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to pass.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Curtis, please call. Motion made by Mr. Mayo, seconded by Ms. Curtis, to approve the consent agenda. A, approve the minutes of the August 11, 2022 meeting of the board, minutes of the August 16, 2022 special call meeting of the board, and the August 29, 2022 special call meeting of the board. B, to approve Spencer and Mackenzie Bennett as basketball coaches for Cannon County Elementary 4th and 5th grade team. C, I have informed the board that Mr. Jason Watson has been appointed as athletic director for the middle school, Cannon County Middle School, and to approve Matthew Smith as middle school baseball coach and Cody Phillips for middle school softball coach. D, approve the head coach, Cannon County South Elementary Girls and Boys, Jordan Anderson, assistant coach girls, Ms. Brandy Mullins, and the assistant coach boys, Ms. Ashley Cantrell. And E, overnight and out-of-state trips, bus trip number 4216 FCCLA and HOSA Leadership Camp 10/21/2022, 10/23/2022 at Camp Widgewagon in Antioch, Tennessee, and bus trip number 4221 FCCLA National Fall Conference 11/10/2022, 11/13/2022, Columbus, Ohio. And please note FCCLA is correct with 2 C's. So, Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Ms. Thomas?
Aye.
Or Chairman Thomas? Madam Chairman, you have 4 ayes, no nay, and 1 pass.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis. Item number 3 on the agenda tonight is a scheduled board workshops and board meetings for the school year 22-23. We were given an updated draft of that via email. I'm sure everybody saw that. Thank you for some of the revisions that were sent on that. And if everybody can just take a minute to look at that, if somebody's ready to make a motion to pass that, the board is open for that motion.
Madam Chairman, if I could, we've added on the workshops, the workshop location, those workshop locations, I've asked the principals and they've said there's nothing conflicting at their schools for those workshop locations. So that's good. And we made all the changes that the board suggested then at the workshop.
I make a motion we pass this scheduled workshop and regular meetings for the 22-23 term.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mr. Mell to approve the schedule of board workshops and board meeting dates and times, location of the Cannon County Board of Education for the 2022-2023 term. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 5 ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item number 4 on the agenda is a financial report, which was given to us at the workshop only. I do not believe it was ready to be given due to Ms. Knox not having some things to the finance department yet. So we will have another financial report next month.
And I will tell you, Madam Chairman and members of the board, we'll email that as soon as I get that from Douglas Jennings. And he's hoping by the end of the week. So that's his hope. So we'll see if that's done or not. But hopefully that is correct.
Thank you. Item number five on the agenda is an update from the architect, Gunnar Smead. There is no needed updates this month, and a facilities report was given by Miss Melanie on down the agenda, so we will keep moving on. Number six was also at the workshop only. It's our safety report, which is given monthly by Miss Bonnie Patterson. Item number seven on the agenda is the approval to administer the TNB Together Student Survey to 8th, 10th, and 12th grade students. Miss Bonnie's suggestion here was to for the motion to read that we have this going forward, that it is just something that is in our system and that we no longer have to have yearly requests for this. So I will make that motion that we approve this to be given every year to the 8th, 10th, and 12th grade students at Canyon County Schools.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? Mr. Kurtz, please call the roll.
Motion made by Chairman Thomas, seconded by Mr. Mullins to continue the annual participation in the Tennessee Together Student Survey to 8th, 10th, and 12th grade students. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mayo?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you very much. The addition of number eight on the agenda tonight is the possible action regarding the surplus property, formerly known as Short Mountain Elementary School on Short Mountain Highway. I believe we have an update on that.
We do, Madam Chairman. If I'd asked Mr. Stephen Russell of Reliant Realty to come forward, you do have a, you were sent the revised one earlier this week. And in fact, right after the workshop, we got another revision on Wednesday. You should have a copy of that in your email. Mr. Russell.
All right, yes, so the buyer has revised the previous offer for 59-year-old Short Mountain that I presented to the board on Tuesday, like I said. New offer price is $905,000. They even increased earnest money to $9,050, which makes it 10% of the purchase price. All other terms remain the same. I will pay the title expenses. Closing date will be on October 26th. This is contingent upon financing, inspection, and appraisal, and 21 days for the inspection. I know y'all had asked what is he going to use the building for. So they do high-end audio installation. And they need a facility that's 20,000 square feet or more.
He possibly mentioned it in my previous job.
He didn't mention that.
Mr. McMackins, what was your question? I did not hear it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I advise everyone to speak into the mic because this is recorded, so please speak into the mic.
What is your take on this offer?
On the take on it?
Yeah, on the 9.
I mean, it's going to be a typical offer that we're going to get. I mean, I would definitely take it, start working on it. It's a good offer.
Any more discussion or questions, or do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion we accept the $905,000 from Mr. Russell.
Do I have a second?
If you'll give me just a second, I'm good. I'm just writing the motion, just to make sure I've got it correct. Your motion, Mr. Mullins, is to accept Reliant Realty agent Stephen Russell's offer regarding Short Mountain Elementary School, 5998 Short Mountain Highway, Woodbury, Tennessee, to $905,000 by, and what was the, let me look over here, name of the company or corporation, did you say, Mr. Russell?
Name of the corporation is Audio Motive Inc.
INC. Okay. That's what I didn't have. So to read your motion correct, Mr. Mullins?
Sir.
So you have a motion on the table, Madam Chair.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
any discussion at this point?
What was the list price again?
List price was $999,900.
It's a big gap.
But you said they're paying all the...
They're going to pay their own O's and D's. They're going to pay for title fees.
And you said the contingency was financing?
Financing, inspection, and appraisal.
Okay. And it's due as is, right? What?
Correct.
Okay.
They're accepting as is.
Right.
They could otherwise terminate.
Right.
Based on inspections.
So he's basically going to turn the school into a shop, basically.
There's no restrictions.
That's a shame.
Any more discussion?
Best I can tell, it's really high inspection. I probably have 4 months. Superior top of the line. You can average $20,000 a car. We're talking about really high.
Okay. Well, that's great for him, but I mean, still doesn't change the fact that he's turning our school into a shop. Any more discussion? Any more questions? Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mr. McMackins, to accept the Reliant Realty agent Stephen Russell's to offer regarding Short Mountain Elementary School, 5998 Short Mountain Highway, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190, of $905,000 from Audio Motive Incorporated. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mill.
Any request from my district? Nay.
Mr. Mullins. Ms. Curtis.
No.
Ms. Thomas. Or Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 3 ayes, 2 nays, no pass.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis.
Mr. Curtis, would you like me to send that to you?
Yeah, send that to me and we'll go from there. I've got to be out of the office first thing in the morning, but I'll be back by 10. So if you'll send that, then I'll probably see you at 10 at that at TriStar. So.
See you. Thank you.
All right, number 9 on the agenda tonight is the ESSER report, and that is a workshop only. We'd like to thank Ms. Alexander for all of her help with that. Number 10 on the agenda was also brought to us by Ms. Alexander. It was to approve the ESSER 3 public plan for remaining funds addendum and safe return to in-person instruction and continuity of service plans addendum. Mr. Curtis.
You've heard from Ms. Stephanie Alexander on Tuesday at the workshop, and this would be to approve the ESSER 3.0 public plan for renaming fund remaining funds, excuse me, addendum, and also the safe return to in-person instruction and continuity of services plan addendum. So that is very much so, very active. You heard Ms. Alexander's explanation of having to do these two for the revision.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve the ESSER 3.1 public plan.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Motion made by Ms. Trammell, seconded by Mr. Mullins, to approve ESSER 3.0 public plan for remaining funds addendum and safe return to in-person instruction and continuity of services plan addendum. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Ms. Trammell.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Curtis.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 5 ayes, no nays.
Number 11 on the agenda tonight is a facilities report. That was the workshop only from Ms. Melanie Sisson. We appreciate her hard work. I know her job is very tireless right now, so we appreciate her.
And Madam Chairman, if I could, just a brief check on that. Our boxes are nearly packed for the library from former Auburn, and I meet in the morning at TriStar with Mr. Russell, and we will do the finalization of that with the new owners of the former Auburn school, and we hope to get those books, the library books, from Auburn to Waverly at some point, perhaps next week, to those schools that are needing those books in Waverly, Tennessee. And the others will pack as we move along. Now that Short Mountain has been sold, we'll end up doing the same thing with Short Mountain and boxing those up, except there are going to be considerably more at Short Mountain and Eastside campuses that will be going to Whitesburg, Kentucky, to help the Lynchburg County school system during the floods. So I just want everybody to understand that's where we are right there, and I appreciate the very, very hard work of our maintenance individuals under facilities coordinator system supervision.
All right, thank you very much. Item number 12 on the agenda is to approve resolution BOE 2223 number 3 and resolution BOE 2223 number 4. Mr. Curtis.
These are, again, routine budget resolutions. Resolution number BOE 22/23, number 3. State Department of Education requested the technology employees, except the director, be paid from the line 189 object code rather than the 138 object code, which is where they were budgeted for and have been paid for ever since quite a while, every year prior. So that was one there. And then the second one, BOE number 22/23, number 4, is United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties has awarded a grant of $80,000 for refurbishment and replacement of HVAC units at Cannon County Elementary, Cannon County Middle School. So we are very, very appreciative, and that gift was via Middle Tennessee Electric that worked for United Way. So we are very, very appreciative of that $80,000, and that will be in the budget. And that's the only two budget amendments for this week.
Do I have a motion for approval of those two amendments?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution BOE 22/23, number 3 and number 4.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Curtis, can you please
call? Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Curtis, to approve Cannon County Board of Education budget resolutions, resolution number BOE 22/23, number 3, and resolution number BOE 22/23, number 4. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mellon?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 5 ayes, no nays.
Number 13 on the agenda tonight is to approve the Cannon County School Board policies. We're looking at section 1 tonight, the school board operations. Mr. Curtis.
Madam Chairman, you've got in your packet and in the handbook that was developed, you have all of the section policies for number 1. I do have one suggestion for that one board policy that had all the listing of the officers that we had Chairman Pro Tem. It just bugged me that one's in that one, but it's in the next one. So at some point, I'd like to add that one, that Chairman Pro Tem, to that list of officers in that policy. But all of them have been redone in the past 2 years and looked at. So what this will say is that the Cannon County Board of Education reviewed Cannon County Board of Education policies, Section 1 School Board Operations Policies 1.100 to 1.901. And for the new board members, this is done every month. We have a section that we've reviewed. And again, if you notice something like I did, we'll put that on the board's next board meeting for possible changes.
Thank you. I think it's great that these are always at our September board meeting. See the fact that it's a good reminder of what we're here for and how things work among us. So thank you guys very much. Do I have a motion to approve these board policies?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call the roll, Mr. President.
Motion made by Mr. Mills, seconded by Mr. Mullins, that the Cannon County Board of Education review Cannon County Board of Education Policy Section 1, School Board Operation Policies 1.100 to 1.901. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Item number 14 tonight is GSBA August policy recommendation, and it's concerning promotion and retention policy number 4.603. Mr. Curtis.
Okay, 4.603, probably the most controversial thing that the Tennessee legislature has passed in the last little bit as part of TISA. And let me just tell you that this is probably going to be under, this is under review to be changed in the next session of the state legislature beginning in January. But the law says this is what it is, and this is what it is. So we'll be looking at third grade retention. That's the biggest thing. If you look on page 3, the decision of retention third grade is probably a huge one that we'll be dealing with as a school system. And then fourth grade retention also, and there's several exceptions. And if you look on the last page, appeals, that we've decided as a group, talking with supervisors and others, of 5 days on all of those. That gives us enough time on appeals that we can do this. I don't anticipate huge problems with this. However, it is state law, so let me advise the board of that. It is state law. So, and then I'm sure that you will be, TSBA and possibly yourselves will be in touch with state lawmakers to say that this needs to. I was talking to State Senator Reeves earlier this week, and he was saying, I have heard from lots of folks. I have heard from school systems in particular, and principals and others who would like to see this really looked at, and it will be looked at the legislature. But in the meantime, we got to pass it.
I make a motion that we pass this policy on promotion and retention policy number 4.603. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis, call the roll.
Motion made by Chairman Thomas, seconded by Ms. Mullins. Or Mr. Mullins, excuse me, to approve revised Cannon County Board of Education Policy 4.603 as recommended by TSBA. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
About to get it back. Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item number 15 tonight is to approve Tamara L. Beckman, CPA, as a financial auditor of Cannon County Internal School Funds for the 22-23 school year. Mr. Curtis, do you have any comments?
I don't, except that I talked with Ms. Beckman today. She is will certainly do it for the price that she quoted. And in fact, she's already scheduling meetings with principals. Principals here tonight will love to hear that. She's already scheduling meetings with her principals and their bookkeepers for I think week after next. So that'll be fun for them. But Ms. Beckman has done an exceptional job, very respected, does multiple school systems, including Cannon County, for the last year. So I'd certainly recommend it. Thank you for your recommendation to approve her.
Do I have a motion to approve Ms. Beckman?
I'll make a motion to approve Ms. Beckman as CPA auditor of Cannon County Internal School Funds for 22-23 school year.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Curtis, to approve Tamara Beckman, CPA, as the financial auditor of Cannon County Internal School Funds for the 2022-2023 school year. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
At this time, on item number 16, I'd like to ask our county executive, Mr. Greg Mitchell, to address us concerning the playground equipment at Eastside School.
Right. Hello again. Good to see y'all. Thank y'all for listening to me. Came before you in a workshop asking the same thing about Eastside School playground equipment. Don't take it away from the community, but if you can't be used where it's at, I would like to have that and relocate that within the county. To be used by taxpayers. Very expensive stuff, and I just think it be used, put used, and like that.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we...
Is it back, Jessica?
Sorry. We had Tucker County and had a place down the road where it's being best used.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
Mr. McMackins, if you don't care, can you repeat that motion into the mic so I can hear a little bit? Thank you, Mr. McMackins. I'm sorry.
At a certain appropriate time, we would like to have the, we would be glad to have the equipment moved from the east side, back up to the east side to another appropriate place within the account. Don't ask me again.
When there's some discussions with the commissioners and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's one more, because the county's going to move it, or
yeah.
Y'all needing us to?
No, we'll take care of it. I've been talking with between the county and the city,
okay.
So we'll take care of it.
Is there any more discussion or questions for Commissioner Mitchell? Not Commissioner, excuse me, County Executive. It's my fault. I'm sorry. There's no more discussion. Mr.
Kirksey,
please call.
Okay, I'm going to read the motion, so if I can, Madam Chairman. The motion made by Mr. McMackin, seconded by Ms. Curtis, to at some appropriate time to move, to, we would be happy to move the playground equipment at Eastside School to a location with associated costs paid by the county. Did I read that correct, Mr. McMackin?
Within the county.
Within the county. I don't think Greg moved it out, Jenny, but that,
well,
you never know. Motion's been said, so, Madam Chairman, I'm ready for the vote, if you are.
We are. Thank you. Please call a roll.
Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mill.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Curtis.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Item number 17 is Ms. Posse, the principal. From Cannon South, we'd like to address the board concerning replacing the floor in the front office.
I presented you all on Tuesday night the estimate from Middle Tennessee Carpet in Hardwood, and I would just love if you all could help us with that project.
Anybody have any questions for Ms. Fossey?
No, I just know we're tight in capital outlay, and I turned down bathroom kit and fixed last month. Me personally, I think we need to wait and motion to move this to June and see what we have left in capital outlay to possibly fix it again for the next school year.
And the reason I'm at, we spent out of school money, $24,000 this summer in upgrades, so it's possible for us to purchase that. So that's why we're going
to don't care to help in June if we've got it, if we can just wait till June. That's what my motion would be. I don't know if that, my motion is to move it to, I can't think of the words, table it. For
table this reflow project until the June meeting.
I don't think it's better than $300,000 that's the rest of the year. You said we wouldn't have to do anything around 6 months. You got some money that we can get all you wanted. From the coaches had things they brought.
That's good.
So I kind of like
this report project.
That's not much money.
We had until June 23rd meeting. Cut
our way through the rest of the year to June. So I think I agree. Okay. June.
So do we have a motion? a confirmed motion on the floor?
I make the motion to table it to June 23.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Please call the roll, Mr. Curtis.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mr. McMackins, to table this reform project at Cannon South Elementary School until June 2023 meeting of the Cannon County Board of Education. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Number 18 on the agenda was our athletic director from the high school, Darren Tenpenny. He addressed the board concerning assistance and paying for maintenance to the scoreboard at the football field, Fred Schwartz Field, in the amount of $920. Mr. Tenpenny reached out to me this afternoon. He has my phone number, so he texted and said he could not be here tonight in person due to a soccer match that, of course, he has to attend, and we're glad that he is there doing that. I think he may be on Zoom. I'm not for the audio to it. I'm not for sure. He's not. Okay. So I know that he did talk to us on.
I'm here, Ms. Thomas.
Well, hello. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Tenpenny. Do you guys have any questions for him at all or any further discussion?
Mr. Tenpenny, is there any way we can talk to middle school, the high school, and soccer, and possibly junior lines to see if we can, if they can each pay it out of part of their funds? I mean, that would be just a little over $200 a piece.
Certainly. That's, the board does not feel that you all can do that, then absolutely we can look at the programs covering that.
Okay. And if not, please reach back out to us and maybe we can find other options. As you've just heard, we're trying to watch capital outlay as much as possible until the end of the year.
Yes, sir.
I make a motion that, does this need a motion?
You can table it, you can say, bring this up at another point, or you can allow Mr. Tenpenny to...
I'll make a motion to table till October meeting.
I'll make one comment.
That's been an ongoing problem. I mean, I taught football 3 years. Courtney, that's... Why do we select the piece there?
Honestly, I think it may have just been one of those patches. You get a patch and then it worked for a while, and they were just, okay, it's working, we're just going to let it go. I mean, eventually it just comes to a head where it can no longer be patched. So I think that's kind of where we were at with that, that it was just a patch trying to keep it.
I know the needs there, I understand that, but we don't want to be embarrassed at football games. Middle school jamboree was a wreck because the board kept going on and off. And the way my understanding is, they even offered to pay that. I don't know if it ever got to you guys. I don't know if it went up to Chan's command enough to get to you guys. They offered to pay that.
That did not reach my level.
Okay, so they never got passed on for some reason. I apologize for that. For them.
I also got told the same thing. That's why I was asking. I got told that this was already thought it had been paid. So I would just like to see,
So from my understanding, so that I'm understanding this correctly, the entities that use the field, which would be football, middle school, and high school, just to incur that cost.
Soccer, football.
All of them.
I'll reach out to him.
I'll reach out to him is what we're asking.
Normally we come and ask for something before we do it, but I understand you're in a pinch. But it is the normal procedure, right?
Yes, sir.
So we might want to keep that in mind next time.
Yes, sir. We'll be happy to do that.
I believe we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
And that was to, the motion was to table this until October?
Until October, if he has no solution before then. Or give some feedback on if it was paid or not.
I'll put Sharon on there too, as well as Courtney. How's that? Okay, if I can, Madam Chairman, can I read the motion?
Okay.
A motion made by Mr. Mullins to table this motion until the October 2022 meeting of the Cannon County Board of Education with request of feedback from Cannon County High School AD Jaron Tenpenny and also Cannon County High School Principal Courtney Nichols. Did I read that correct, Mr. Member? Okay, we have the motion, Madam Chairman. You need a second.
We do not have a second as of yet. Thank you. Any more discussion? Okay. Mr. Parrish, please call the roll.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mr. McMackins, to table this measure until the October 2022 meeting of the Cannon County Board of Education with request of feedback from Cannon County High School Athletic Director Jaron Tenpenny and Cannon County High School Principal Courtney Nichols. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 5 ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item 19 on the board tonight, Mr. McMackins would like to address the rest of us concerning forming a budget advisory committee, as was suggested by the finance department. Mr. McMackins?
Just to jog your memory, make a motion that we form a committee, a budget advisory committee, as suggested by the finance department. Everyone, make you a list of who you would like to see on that, and I would like to see us have somebody, of course, finance department's going to bring somebody, county commissioners, local people in the community who have good experience in numbers, who are willing to take the time and come to our meeting and put more eyes on the budget and make it even more transparent for the public to scrutinize what we're doing. So that's my motion, is to form the board, and everyone else's responsibility to come up with some names next month. Contact those persons and see if they would be interested. No need to nominate
them
without interest, so it's kind of a given.
How many are you hoping?
Well, we can discuss that. We can either discuss that now, or we can come that night and discuss how many we're going to pick out of that number.
But I'm sorry.
I said, why don't we table this one as well until October, so we get more details laid out about how many people we want, names.
If I could, Madam Chairman. Executive Mayor,
yes, sir.
Mitchell, when do y'all appoint your committees at the October meeting, right? And that's on October the 6th. Is that right? Does that sound right?
Great.
Okay. So they'll appoint their committees on the 6th too. And I think we're going to meet earlier though. I think we're going to meet like the 3rd and the 4th. So I'm just going to make sure. No, if we had a commissioner, he may be on. Commissioners are sometimes on how many, four or five committees or more?
Sometimes.
So we want to be first in line, Mr. Chairman, Executive.
If I may, Chairman, how many do y'all have on the, because I don't remember, how many is on the budget committee for the county? Eight? Am I?
I don't think that many. I'm thinking around seven.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's seven.
We try to keep an odd number. Especially on the budget committee to cause a tie.
Right.
Of course, I'm on the budget committee being the county executive, but I'm
not voting. Right. But we're not going to, you're not,
now, this is not a vote.
This is not a vote.
So
advisory.
Five of us are going to be on there, so you get, the more eyes you have on the budget, the better. The more input, the better. So that's my point is, you're going to have more than just us five. So you could have five more, six more, seven more. Hey, everybody might not be able to make every meeting, so I would put quite a few eyes on you. You've got some good names. This is not just something to throw a name out there. Have somebody in mind that can really help, but that's what this is for, is to help. It's to help us get for advice going forward. Mm-hmm.
So would we vote on the people that we recommend? Like if you recommended someone, we would vote whether or not that person would be appropriate?
Yeah, we can all vote on that person.
Okay.
What I might suggest, you go ahead and make the move that you're going to form a committee. And once you form that, formulate the committee, then come back with the number of members.
That's what I was...
Right. I just did some just raw numbers. There are five of you plus myself. You're looking at six there. And then you've got, let's say three county commissioners. So you're up to nine. And then maybe two from the finance department, you're up to 11. So how many community members basically you want from that point?
Like I said, I don't know if everybody would even make it. I think it'd have enough people looking at it, at least through the whole process of our budget meeting. This will be our budget meeting. I mean, this is not going to be...
Another meeting on top of our informational meeting
and
all that.
Everybody, time, us and everybody.
Well, if you could get maybe one person from each district, and that way if, maybe... Whoever from your district can't make it, at least we'll have other people.
Yeah, well,
and that's what I was going to ask you, Mr. Mayor. Would that interfere with your tabling it next month if we just...
No.
Just
one? No.
Okay, this won't make...
Provoke next month for
people. For the people, yes.
That's fine.
That way we would have to talk to people. It's hard to tell somebody, well, we're going to have this, but we haven't got it yet.
Right.
So we need to have it and then ask people.
Six.
I really like this idea, Mr. McMackins. I really like this idea. I think it
has 16 total.
It encourages transparency more, and I'm also a big person on accountability, and I think it keeps us all accountable as a board, but also the finance department and also our community. Gets us all involved in it.
And with that many people, you're not going to be hurting if you've got two or three that can't be there.
That's why you need to make it.
That way.
And I'm sure we can use the committee room upstairs. It won't be so cramped in the boardroom. We can use the committee room upstairs. Maybe they would let us use that. So you think maybe five community members and one from each district? So that would give you 16 total members on this committee.
Fair.
They're not going to take you votes. So you can have 16 and 20, whatever you want to do. So
you'll be lucky to get everybody there.
Absolutely.
But we had to let them correspond too that this is just on our advisory, that they're not
advisory.
That
yeah,
they don't have
no voting. Just
some people
your advisory.
Feel they have to vote that they wouldn't want to be on it.
Yeah. And this again, it's advisory.
Do we have a motion, a confirmed motion on the floor?
There's a partial motion, I believe, Madam Chairman, is Secretary. I think there's a partial motion. Or two partial motions. It's, but no official motion is.
Okay.
I wouldn't think, as no your parliamentary, and I was just saying, you've got no official motion on the floor right now.
I'll move to officially
make a motion to approve
it. I'll second. Thank you both. Mr. Kersky, call
the roll. Motion made by Mr. Mills, seconded by Mr. Mullins to approve the formation of a Cannon County Board of Education Budget Advisory Committee as suggested by the Cannon County Finance Office, consisting of five Cannon County Board of Education members, one director of schools, three county commissioners, two finance department personnel, and five community members from each district. Did I get your motion correct, Madam Member?
How many commissioners was that?
Three commissioners. Is that your motion? Or, okay.
And if we can't get three, are we still okay? And if only that one or two?
Maybe add another at large or something.
I mean, I think we'll have it. I mean,
yeah.
Do you?
I'd like for y'all to approach the commissioner.
We'd love to.
Y'all will hold me.
I think we got to be over there anyways, so. I think we got to be there that night anyways, so.
Yeah, in October, we would like to present to the commission as part of that. So please take home notice, Mr. Mayor. We'd like to be on the agenda to give you a state of the schools.
Yes, sir.
Because their meeting's before ours, correct?
No, ours this time is before theirs.
That's right.
That's just kind of an anomaly because we changed the October. You changed the October meeting when you approved that schedule. So may I call roll?
Yes, please.
Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mel?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item number 20 tonight on the agenda, Mr. McMackins would like to address us again concerning a data position for Skyward and for the new state funding program that will take effect next year. I'll turn the floor back over to you, Mr. McMackins.
Once again, this is pretty much explained the last meeting. I believe if anybody has any questions or concerns or input.
If I can, Madam Chairman, we have been thinking about this, looking at this. I think you know my position from the Tuesday night workshop. It's going to get worse instead of getting better in regard to data and how data is crucial. We've also looked at what Mr. Mullins had suggested is to work with the personnel that I have right now and trying to see if we can restructure some positions there to look at the problems that we are having with the data more. And like you want more eyes on your budget, we need multiple eyes on our data every day because our data is constantly changing. Attendance is taken every day. It's just one factor of the TISA, and it's going to be student-funded or student-led funding, so or based on students, and it's not program-based. That's going to be a huge deal for this board next year. When you look at the FY24 budget process, and it's needed, it has been needed, and I believe that we can work with our personnel where the cost will not hardly be as intense as if we just had to go out and pay a certain amount for for an item. I think we can phase this in very well. I may come back to the board and say, okay, so what we've decided to do, and not to create a new position, but to look at what our personnel is now, and then with some addition of personnel that we could make this thing work and not be in a huge substantial cost is what we're trying to look at.
So you do think that maybe the structure of some responsibilities could be switched around?
It could be moved, and could be I'm looking at a position that we know will expire next year. And knowing that, or the year after, maybe doing some more responsibilities for that individual. We may look at our current structure to see where are we missing? Where is the gaps at that we're missing this data? Why? And having another set of eyes that's laser focused on this one thing. And so I'm thinking that we can probably do some restructuring that can assist this. And if y'all give me a month to evaluate this, let's see what we can find and do. I could bring back a report to the board on the next meeting of the Connecticut Board of Education in October.
This is extremely important because it is tied to funding. And I appreciate every individual that works at the Cannon County Board Office, the supervisors, everybody involved in that. We all know what our budget looks like. And some of the small things we've even said we need to hold off on. But this needs big time attention, Mr. Curtis.
Absolutely. And one of the things, too, that we did find out, Stephanie Alexander did find out from the state that it is allowable under ESSER. This would be an allowable expense under ESSER to do this. And so that was some positive that we can do that through ESSER. As part of that, as part of the chronic absenteeism to combat because of the effects of ESSER. So.
And I know we need this. I 100% know we need it. I think we start looking at it in the budget process to make sure we have this job in here next year. 100%.
But in the meantime, if we find out that this would be, this would work, I'll bring a report back to the board and say, this is what I, this is what we need to make this work. That it would probably not be as expensive as it could be. And you know, I've heard big numbers from other school systems. Other school systems has faced the same thing we have. So my deal is give us some time to put together a package and then come back to the board and say, okay, I need X amount of dollars to make this work, to hire this or to do that. And we'll bring a detailed report back to the board.
Then I make a motion that this is tabled to the October meeting in the commitment for you guys to bring us a detailed report on how this will be structured and how this will be remedied.
I'll second that motion.
Is there any more discussion?
Thank you for working on that.
Mr. Curtis, please call the roll when you're ready.
I am trying. Okay, I think I have your motion, Madam Chairman. Motion made by Ms. Thomas, seconded by Mr. Mullins to table this measure until October 2022 meeting of the County County Board of Education with a detailed report be given by the Director of Schools regarding this matter. Is that your motion, Madam Chairman?
Yes, that would be good.
Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Mr. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item 21 is Mr. Ray Patrick, and he would like to address the board about the use of facilities at Cannon North Elementary during the summer of 2023. Thank you for being patient with us tonight.
No, thank you for having me. So, as discussed in the workshop tonight, we're looking for use of the Cannon North facility for fourth through the 24th of next summer to house Partners for Christ. Their mission out of Cherry Street Baptist Church in Talla, Alabama, that will come and build equity into our church building on Sunny Slope Road. And the principal, Ms. Karen King, she zoomed in case there's any questions for her. I did find out that they are not a 401(c), but they do all sign a release form, all the members that volunteer on the project. And it's a well written out. I've got copies if you'd like to look at it.
And while he's doing it, did you talk to Mr.
Jennings? I did talk to Mr. Jennings. They do something very similar where he's the county attorney in Wilson County. They've got a release form that he's going to send me to that's probably very similar to this one. And so he said that's perfectly acceptable. They do it all the time in other counties as long as we have the release of liability. And
that's what that is.
And I have talked with our food service supervisor, Jennifer Insell, and in regard to that, and she had some other news. Jennifer, if I could bring Jennifer up to talk for that, just to say, or just say it from there.
Well, Jennifer. The churches in our community have been great community partners, not only to our school system, but to the school food service during the pandemic and always right now. So we're going to have to use her cafeteria at no cost to us. She just uses it, take care of it.
I appreciate it.
Don't
trust
me. I won't.
And two.
Mr. Curtis, this is Ms. Karen.
All right, go ahead, Ms. Karen.
This is what Ms. Jennifer just said.
Yeah, she said that there would be no cost. She would just make sure that her personnel shows them how to use the equipment and everything. And she knows that that Ray, who's also a school employee, will monitor that situation. So Jennifer's good without any cost to the school system whatsoever.
Excellent.
I make a motion we grant Mr. Patrick just the permission to use Cannon County North during the summer of 2023. I think it was June the
4th through the 24th.
I'll say. Okay.
Are we going to marry these two together?
We are. And I'll look at the one that Mr. Patrick. I will do both. And we'll kind of make sure that form matches the one that Mr. Jennings, our board attorney, will look at, and he'll do. Now, like I say, these are all very similar. and as long as he approves that, we're good. And we'll work out the details, and thank you for allowing this. It's a worthy project, and it's great partnering with the community. And I think most of y'all know me well enough that anytime we partner with the community, whether it's a church or civic organization, we want to do that, and good cause.
Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
I think Mr. Matt Mackins has...
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, sir.
No, go ahead. I'll say everything.
Okay, motion made by Mr. Mullen, seconded by Ms. Trammell, to allow Carpenters for Christ and other organizations to utilize Cannon North Elementary School to house and feed workers on the construction project at Dillon Street Baptist Church from June 23, to June 24, 2023, and to be developed regarding liabilities and responsibilities. Is that your motion okay? Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Before Mr. Patrick leaves, I want to say a quick thing.
Yes, sir.
For months, I had been down, of course, I go to football games, have for a long, long time. And the last few months, I've been noticing this step-off coming out of the stands. It's a concrete pad, but it dropped off about 7 inches, or 7 or 8 inches. Yeah. And I was kept looking at it, and I've seen some older people, like myself, almost step off of it.
Seasoned
individuals step off of it. And not only that, there's a gate there that stays open a lot of times during the game. It shouldn't be open, but it is. So I kept looking at it, and I'm thinking, man, that's a liability. It's an accident. It's kind of time for to happen, you know. So Mr. Curtis got in touch with Courtney. Lo and behold, Mr. Patrick just fixed to start a concrete concrete finishing class. So he is going to go down and fix it.
Thank you, sir.
So that's some of the good stuff that happens in our school. This intercoordination that we have with our different individuals is really big. I appreciate you doing that.
And Madam Chairman, if I could, this is experiential learning taking place.
Yes, sir.
He has standards. They're going to look at square footage. They're going to put math skills. They're going to put labor skills. And Mr. Nichols and I had talked, and it'll be a nominal cost on the concrete. And it's a great, great thing that we're looking to, and like I said, partnerships a minute ago, great cake thing that we're doing. That kids getting that experience actually fixing their school. That's a novel concept that we're doing. So thank you, Ray.
That gives them another level of pride. Rather than building something, tearing it down, they're building something that adds value. And so that's huge for them, something they can be proud of. But thank you all so much for your support for our church, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
I don't know the last time we had three preachers that I needed.
Item number 22 is to schedule the board retreat and new member orientation.
All right, Madam Chairman, I'm thinking that was my cue.
Yes.
You have received a copy of an email from Mr. Ben Torres of TSBA. The suggested date that y'all wanted in October, that first Saturday, is his daughter's third birthday. So he cannot do it on that date in October that y'all wanted. I think October 1, correct? That was first suggested. The 8th is his daughter's third birthday. He cannot do that. He has suggested October 29, if that is a weekend that he has open. Now, I know some of you may have plans. That's the fifth Saturday in October, so I don't know who's playing who that game or that day. Or
where's that game?
I think that's playoffs. Let me look.
But he also suggested, Madam Chairman, that if you could spare a week, if y'all could spare a weekday, he would try to make a weekday work if you could spare one. And I'd get us a place where you know, we wouldn't be bothered anything during that time on that weekday.
October 29th is semifinals for the juniors, the whole juniors, I believe. So, I mean, you know, one team could make it, or all three flags, junior and senior,
right,
could make it. So, I mean, and that's in Clay County.
I don't know how to anybody. I don't know our schedules real well. I will be off on Friday, October the 7th. I don't know what everyone else's schedules could be, and I don't know if Mr. Torres has a list of things he has to get ready for.
Well, right now, the fall district meetings are taking place in September. That's why it's not good for him, and there's some other retreats that were scheduled. That's what he was saying. So a weekday, and I know it's tough for y'all that work. I understand that very well. I'm getting off for these kinds of activities. But he said he would be willing to work with us on any, especially a work day. He would check his schedule immediately for that.
So, I personally could probably.
What?
I could probably do it.
You could. Mr. Mayo, could you do the Friday the 7th?
Yes.
You could?
Okay. Well, you can be there anytime.
And it would be the typical schedule.
Well, you can be there anytime.
Except during his art class. Don't mess with his art class thing. But seriously, if y'all think the 7th, We can look at that and see if he could possibly do that, and I'll try to arrange somewhere quiet. I found a place that's really, really quiet and kind of away here in town that I think would be a good. I was there today at a meeting, so I thought they were saying we want more people to come in the community. And when I said that, I thought, oh, okay. It's actually the hospital boardroom, and it's way tucked away back in there, and. It's quiet. If you've ever been there, so the CAO said we would love to have groups to come in and utilize it. They just repainted it and all this, so it looks really good. And I thought, got access to a computer, you've got access to that. It would be a great location for that.
And if not, we've got some preachers here that might let us borrow
a church. Yes.
A church or something.
Yeah. Okay.
So
you can check.
I will check. Y'all want to put that in the form of a motion to approve a board retreat on?
Okay. The more you get up. I would like 8.
October 7th.
8 o'clock, all right, with everybody in the morning? I'd be there at 6 if y'all want me there at 6.
That's fine. I just have to take my kids to school.
So, I mean,
8:30.
8:30
is fine. You know.
8's good for me.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, 8. Are y'all good?
I can do 8. That's fine.
At 8?
Let's try 8. And traditionally, I think we've gone to about 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock?
That's what we were talking about the other night.
Okay.
Then you'll be out and pick them up to school. How's that?
Well, I'll have to. Yep. My gifts too. Okay. Mr. Curtis, I'll make that motion.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Call roll, please.
Motion made by Ms. Chairman Thomas, seconded by Ms. Curtis, to approve the County Board of Education retreat on October 7, 2022 at 8 a.m. Via TSBA. From TSBA. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 5 ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item number 23.
If I could, Madam Chairman, just for a second. Just,
yes,
I'll be
sir.
Brief. I'll be
Thank
brief.
You.
And informational meetings, I'll try to put out a listing of those, but when you start your budget committees, then we'll do our more informational meetings too, because I think it's very vital that you hear from our supervisors, from our principals, and others, particularly new board members, but for everybody, because things change. And I'd like to get those informational meetings started directly right after those budget advisory committee, and get those started immediately after that. So when we have those budget committee meetings, we'll schedule our supervisors and principals to be there.
Okay. I think you and I can work maybe together to know what we want that to look like. I think that would be great.
And make it streamlined so, you know, that we have our presentations completed there.
Thank you.
And also orientation. I welcome new and mature board members, I didn't say old, wait, board members to come back to the office at any point, and we can do more orientation if y'all are inclined to that, to do that. So even before then, so doors open if y'all have something, hey, let's talk about this or talk about that. We can do some additional ones for new board members too.
Thank you. Item number 23 on the agenda is modernization restructuring update. We have heard from Ms. Sism and Mr. Curtis both at the workshop. Any other additions to that?
Gregor Smee has got in touch with me two or three times on some issues. So those issues are being addressed, and we're trying to move the wing, the new wing, along rapidly as we can. And I have something else, but I'll do that under my director's comments.
Thank you. And we will move on to number 24, which are your comments, Mr. Curtis.
Madam Chairman, members of the board, appreciate your hard work that you've been doing. Our hard work is going across our district, and I'm excited about what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing from principals and supervisors every day, the hard work like we just described earlier. We did have an incident happen on last Tuesday morning here at Cannon County Elementary, Cannon County Middle School, in regard of a water valve come on at about 5:30 in the morning. And we had video, appreciate Mr. Medford getting the video from that, but it was connected to one of our HVAC water source units in the ceiling of the gym. The water was coming down like a fountain, and they got it stopped as quickly as could. Kudos to our facilities coordinator and our maintenance people to get it stopped. They got it stopped. However, it did damage the floor, and we were hoping we got it up quick. Got it up rapidly, in fact, and they got the fans in there, but anytime you let something sit, even if it's 30 minutes, with that water on that floor, it penetrated the floor. And we got in contact earlier this week because we wanted to see if it started bucking. Well, guess what? It started bucking. And we got in touch with Tennessee Risk Management. They've sent a team here to examine it. It is going to be covered under our insurance, but in the meantime, the floor will be having to be pushed up an hour out, and after the meeting I'd like to take y'all back and look at the gym. But it's going to take some time, probably through fall break. And the floor is literally going to have to be sanded off, repainted. So we're going to repaint it in the new colors. Emily and I have already talked about that and the colors and getting that done. And all that's going to have to be redone, hopefully, and get done right after, we think, right now. Right after occupancy of the gym will be at fall break. So in the meantime, we'll be utilizing outside for many of the physical education classes. We may also be utilizing the Veterans Memorial Gym under intense supervision. And then I appreciate the cooperation of the other principals at South and at North to utilize it, the gym, for practices. Right now, East Side is being a storage facility. We may have to move some stuff over to utilize that gym. That'll be a last resort that we do for that. So appreciate everybody's patience. It's one of those things that you didn't even think of. And what happened, we believe that a ball hit at some point in time, had grazed that where that valve is, and then over the time with the air conditioners going on and off on that gym, the valve opened. It happened open at 5:30 in the morning. Thank God it didn't open up at 9 o'clock at night when nobody was here. All of that happened. So it could have been worse. Yes, the whole gym floor could have had to been replaced. But this time we get a new floor, and they're hoping not to have to do anything. I have asked them. Many of you knew about the problem underneath the bleachers that was a water leak that we didn't know about for years and years, and eating away part of that. We're hoping to get that repaired as well while they're doing that. They'll have to take the seats apart to get to that, but they can get to that. So we've addressed that also. We may have incur some additional cost in that, but not very much in comparison to what it could have been. So I did want to give you all that report. Like I say, people are working incredibly hard across this district, and I'm so proud of our teachers, principals, staff, and supervisors, everybody working together, seeing some great things. That's all I have, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Curtis. Item number 25 is the chairman comments. I will just say that it's an honor and privilege to serve as the chairman this next school year. I'm excited for all of us. I would like to thank you two ladies for joining us tonight and for this next school year, for this next term. And I'd like to thank all our principals, teachers, and staff members, and our students. Thank you. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you.
I think I